The locker room pep talks are over. The players and coaches are ready, and the fans are fired up. It's time for high school basketball on your local sports authority, Care Radio 93.7. Special thanks to our title sponsor, Peru State College. Online at peru.edu. Peru State, Nebraska's first college. Transformative education designed for you. Stay tuned. Your Giant Communications pregame is just ahead. Giant Communications, the fastest, most reliable network in Northeast Kansas. Find out how you can switch at giantcomm.net. Midwest Interior Solutions offers hardwood floor maintenance and refinishing, natural stone and concrete finishing solutions and servicing, commercial janitorial services, basic water extraction, storage solutions, and so much more. Serving Northeast Kansas. Contact them at 913-336-7747 and visit MidwestInteriorSolutions.net to learn more. Midwest Interior Solutions, raised on values, committed to quality.
This is KAIR-FM, Horton Atchison, powered by MSC Radio and found online at mscnews.net.
How much do you really know about home and auto insurance? Probably not enough. That's why it's important to have an insurance agent you know and trust. Someone who has the backing of a trusted company. Chris Taylor with State Farm and Atchison is that person. Call 367-4015 for a free insurance review. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Colonial Realty is home to the local real estate experts you are looking for. Put the power of the Colonial Realty team to work for you.
Colonial Realty, our results team makes the difference.
Fans have been waiting for this for a while. Here we are, and welcoming you to the Class 4A State Basketball Tournament in Salina, Kansas. It is round one here this evening as the Atchison Phoenix are going to be pitted against Bishop Miege. Hello again, everybody, with Joseph, our producer and engineer, back at the K-Radio Sports Studio. Tom Counts with you here in Salina, Kansas, at the old, used to be the Bicentennial Center when we first started coming here, and now it is the Tony's Event Center, and there have been three really good games already today. Huguenin winning in the first one, Eudora beating Baldwin in overtime in the second. Now, the game just prior to this started off pretty close, but McPherson was able to put some distance between themselves and Wellington. McPherson's Bullpups winning in game three tonight, and this one is a matchup of number three and number six. Atchison coming into the ball game at 9-3 up against Bishop Miege. They are 16-6, the number six seed, but they are also the two-time defending state 4A champions and also the 4A champions in five of the last 7 years. With game one, the public address announcer introduces the full roster for both teams. So they're taking a little bit of time doing that. And while they're making those introductions, allow me to introduce the starters for this one here tonight for you. First of all, for Bishop Miege, the Stags under longtime head coach Rick Zick. They're going to be starting. Rick Zeke's going to be starting. Jason Rodriguez. He is a 6'2" senior. Now, I'm going to ask you to pay attention to the height of the athletes on this Miege team. Rodriguez, 6'2" senior. They're going to have Mac Armstrong out there. He's a 6'1" senior. Aiden Wing, another senior. He's 6'5". Another senior, Nathan Hayward. He is 6'3". And rounding it out, Dagan Jensen, another senior, 6'5". So for Miege, it's 6'1", 6'2", 6'3", 6'5", and 6'5". For the Atchison Phoenix and head coach Pat Battle, Atchison is going to be starting. Tamar Hernandez, he is a 5'10" junior. Ray Bowen is going to be out there. He's a senior at 5'9". Jeter Purdy, the 6'4" junior. 5'9" junior, Trey Carter, and a 5'11" senior, Jesse Greenlee the 4th. So there you have all of that, and the pageantry here is about complete, and these teams are absolutely hyped up, ready to go. Outstanding officiating crew, great officials here. You get them at the state tournament, these guys like the teams out on the floor, they earn the right to be here today, and you can be sure they're going to do a very, very, very good job. Certainly want to remind you also that tonight's game is being brought to you by this station, its advertisers, and the member high schools of the Kansas State High School Activities Association. No rebroadcast in whole or in part may be made without the express written consent of CARE Radio and the KSHSAA. Coming into the center circle for Miege is going to be Dagan Jensen. In center circle, Jeter Purdy for the Phoenix. We're set to go and hope you enjoy it. The ball in the middle goes up and into the backcourt it'll go. Miege will control it down. Jason Rodriguez bringing it up the floor. Miege is going to go from left to right across your dial here in the opening half. Important for both of these teams, like and not just in this game, but in all of the games through the tournament, the start is so big. Here's a drive, and the shot is going to be rejected. Purdy. Nice block by Jeter out of bounds down to the baseline. He's going to come back hitting into Miege. Getting a good start. Getting those game legs underneath you. Getting those pregame butterflies maybe out of the way. And not letting an opponent jump up on top of you early and get that lead early on. Miege puts the ball back in play. They'll bring it to the top of the key. Dish it over to the right side in front of the Atchison bench, which is to my right here at the event center. The feed to the left side of the free throw line. Miege being very patient. They'll try the back door. The pass is going to be stolen away by Greenlee. Here comes Atchison. Ray Carter lobs it over to the right side. It's going to be Hernandez with the ball. We're 7-11 to go in the opening quarter. No score yet in the game. Atchison's first possession of the night. Hernandez will swing it around to the right side. It's going to be Rafe with it. Comes out on top of the tray. He wanted the three, then pulls it back down. Now he's just going to square up, launch, and hit a tray. Carter, he's pumped up. Trey Carter gets the first bucket of the ball game, and Atchison breaks out on top. 3-0. And then the upcourt pass is going to be, again, knocked away and out of bounds. Miege will be putting it in play. We're a minute into the game, 3-0 Phoenix. Miege will come in down to the baseline. They'll look it off way on top. Over to the left side with it is going to be Mac Armstrong. They'll feed it back to the right side. Hayward will take it to the free throw line, kicks it back to the left. 3-point shot here is going to be up and off the mark. Going to rebound Jeter, and we're going to get a foul called on Nate Hayward. So for Miege, a minute 17 into the ball game, first foul is going to be called. Hayward will pick up that one. And Atchison will be bringing it up the floor. Looks like we're going to see Miege put at least some level of pressure on. Now the officials stopping and making sure the clock and everything is correct with the possession arrow, and looks like they've got it all ironed out. 6:43 to go in the opening quarter, and there is going to be some pressure on that inbound. It'll come into Jeter, back to Trey. He's going to bring it up the court in front of a backpedaling Jason Rodriguez. Trey will take it down the right side. Quite a number of Atchison fans here tonight. Skip pass to the free throw line. The give and go. Trey's layup is going to be missed, and the rebound, Miege. Stags coming up the floor with it. They'll dump it over to the left side, drive down to the wing, putting up the running shot from the edge, up and no good. Rebound again. Jeter Purdy, he's having a huge start to this game. Had a big block, now a big rebound. He'll bring it up the floor himself. Dumps it over to the right side to Ray. Going comes top of the key back to Jeter. Purdy way out near the center circle. Gets it to Trey Carter. Little skip pass to the right side, getting inside the block. Greenlee feeds it into the middle. Ball's batting around. It's going to be rescued by Miege. Stags up the court. The feed over to the left side, bodies on the floor, no foul called. Back out on top of it again. The drive down to the baseline and reaching in. The ball's going to be stripped away by Trey Carter, and again, no foul called. Back up and will come the Phoenix. Atchison, Hernandez, into the forward court, takes it down to the free throw line, looking, has the ball batted out of his hand. He's going to get back into the lane and pick it up and travel with it. 5:41 to go in the opening quarter. Class 4A, state tournament basketball round one. It is 3-0 Atchison, leading Bishop Miege out of Shawnee Mission, Kansas. And again, Miege will bring it up the floor. Trey Carter with a little bit of a gamble as he dives in to try to steal the ball away. Couldn't get it picked off. Back out on top will come Miege. They'll launch a three, and that one won't go. Rebound underneath, followed up and home. Mac Armstrong will have his first points in the ballgame, and the Atchison lead is one. It is 3-2. Phoenix at 5 minutes and 10 seconds to go in the opening quarter. Back up with it is going to be Hernandez. DeMar with 1 foot in the center circle. Here's the kick over the left side. Carter, three-point shot up, no good this time. And rebound is going to be swept away. Miege running it down the floor. The feed over to the right side, mishandled, recovered there. And they're going to lob it out to the wing. Cutting into the middle is going to be Rodriguez. Speeds underneath. The layup is going to be up and good. Rodriguez gets the assist. Aiden Wing's first points of the game. And Miege just taking a lead at 4-3. 4:40 to play in the opening quarter. Relatively low-scoring game. Approaching the midpoint of the opening quarter. Ray Bowen will have it on the left side. Here's another three for Trey Carter, and he'll put that one in. So Trey feeling it tonight. He's launched several and has hit two. It is 6-4 Atchison. 4:20 to go in the first. Down for the baseline left. Little running jump shot is going to be up and good for Miege. And first points of the game for Jason Rodriguez. We're even at 6. 4:11 to go. And now Rodriguez is going to steal the upcourt pass. He will drive to the left side and reaching in, as he has done a couple of times already in the game. This time, Trey Carter picks up a foul. Trey will pick up his first personal foul. It'll be team foul one by Atchison. Ray Bowen will come out of the game for Coach Battle. And checking into the lineup is going to be Simon Rowley. So Simon will come into the game. Simon is a 5'9" freshman. 4 minutes to play in the first quarter. Driving into the lane, Rodriguez feeds down to the baseline. A double team there, and the ball is stripped away. Picked back up Miege. They'll put up a little one-handed runner. It's up and no good. Rebound tipped out. Back to the right side. Shot up by the window and in. Taking it over from the right side. Putting it up and in for Miege is going to be Dega Jensen. And four players for Miege have 2 points each. Running shot on the other end is going to be missed. We're going to get a blocking foul. Official's going to meander over here and give us the call. It's going to be on Miege, Aiden Wing. And now Atchison is going to bring Jace Richards into the game. It's still a 8-6 Miege lead. And the inbounds batted away and stolen. Here comes Bishop Miege. Stacked into the forecourt down the left side. They'll jump it all the way down to the baseline. The drive to the side of the lane. Kick back out above the three-point ring. Bringing it up to the top is going to be Wing. He'll dump it over to the right side to Rodriguez. Knife into the lane. Changes hands. Shot goes up, and we're going to get another foul. And this one may be another one on Carter. Trey doesn't even look left or right. He just pivots, walks straight over to the sideline, comes off the floor telling Coach, that was not a foul. It'll be his second. Ray Bowen will come to the scorer's table to check in. At the free throw line for the Stags is going to be Jason Rodriguez. First free throw of the night by either team coming up here. This one is good. Stags go up 9-6. We're at 3:19 to play in the opening quarter. One more shot coming up. Jason hits them both. Atchison trailing by 4 with 3:15 to play in the first. Rowley with the ball in the backcourt to Bowen. Back over to Rowley on the right side. He'll skip past into the forecourt. The ball's batted free. It's loose on the floor. It's going to go out of bounds, and it'll be off. Miege. Atchison's going to have it back in around the 28-foot mark on the far side. 3 minutes to go in the opening quarter. Team's beginning to kind of settle in now. You kind of get that feel. Atchison has not had any luck getting the ball in the middle yet. They've got a couple of big guys in there with both Greenlee and now Jace Richards in the game. Going to be expecting they're going to want to look to use that size in the paint. And there's going to be an over-back call. Atchison skips it out on top. Rowley took his eye off it for a moment, and by the time he was able to retrieve it, it had gone beyond midcourt. It will be Stags basketball. 2:58 to play in the opening quarter. Miege will jump it over to the right side. The uncontested set shot for 3 is in. Aiden Wing has 5. It's now 13-6. Miege. 2:45 to go. Now the pass stolen. Two-handed dunk by the Stag. That's going to be Wing. He's got 7. It's now 15-6. And now the Stags with another steal. Skip pass up the court. And a throw down with one hand for Miege. That's going to be Wing. And we're going to get a Phoenix timeout. Taking a break here, Joseph in Salina. We've got 2.5 minutes to go in the opening quarter. Bishop Miege, 17, Atchison, 6.
From furniture and automobile polishes in 1908 to an immense assortment of floor and hard surface cleaning tools today, Golden Star's passion for product quality and serving customers has never wavered. Their manufacturing facility has been in the Atchison area for over 60 years, and they are a proud supporter of local athletics. Golden Star. Innovations today for a cleaner tomorrow.
With 2 minutes and 30 seconds to go in the opening quarter, on back-to-back dunks, the first with two hands and the second a tomahawk, Asia stretched to a double-digit lead. Now, here's the thing about the Stags. Talking to Coach before the game, asking, you know, starters and just, you know, the general pregame chit-chat. And he says, you know what, we're not very deep. He says, you can pretty much expect a half dozen guys in this game. Now, here's a pass underneath, and the layup is going to be missed. And stop! Will not go in for Jace Richards. He tried to return the favor. And now the official is coming over. Do we have, what do we have? Was he hanging on the rim? We're having a little powwow among the officials over here. There's the technical. So Atchison coming down the court, trying to respond to the back-to-back throwdowns by Miege. Lobs the ball into the middle. Jace Richards goes up strong, but didn't get it to go in with the dunk, and then hangs on the rim. So that is a technical. Richards will pick up his first foul with the tee, and Mr. Miege is coming to the free throw line. The first free throw will be shot by Aiden Wing, and it is good. Wing already has 10, and the second free throw is also good. Wing has 11. It is now 19-6. Stags, 2:21 to play in the opening quarter. And it'll be Stag basketball coming off the technical. They'll bring it into the backcourt, and here comes Rodriguez. He'll swing it over to the left side, take it down, off the block, back and in, no room, comes off on top. Gets it there to Wing, tries to drive in, swings it to the baseline left, alone, a three, it's good. Three-point shot, Dagan Jensen. Now 22-6, Miege. And now a steal, and it's going to get away out of bounds. A headlong dive by Mac Armstrong. He had come up with the ball, but couldn't quite get a handle on it before it gets out of bounds across the way. 22-6. Here's the feed to Jace. The pass underneath the shot blocked, but DeMar follows it up and home. Hernandez scores. 22-8. And a minute 40 to go in the opening quarter. Here's the three on the other end. Count it. Aiden Wing. Okay. I knew he was pretty good. He's pretty good. Aiden Wayne makes it 25-8. He's got 14 points already. Here's a fade to Jace. Drops a shoulder. Power move. Goes in and scores it. How about that? Nicely done by Atchison's Jace Richards. And now, Purdy will come up with a steal. Back up the floor is going to be Rowley. He will go into the lane. Runner. Good. Simon Rowley for two. That's 25-12. Can we see 100 in this game? We've got a minute to go in the opening quarter. 25-12. Driving in. And do we have a foul? We do. And it's going to be on Trey Carter. That is his third of the first quarter. Coach Battle realized he needed some help back up topside. And even with two fouls, he felt like, apparently, Trey Carter needed to be in the game for him. But coming back in, Trey picks up a third foul with 55 seconds of play in the opening quarter. And a first free throw here is going to be up and will not go in for Rodriguez. Second free throw does. It is now 26-12. 50 seconds to play in the first. Rowley into the forecourt, Phoenix with the basketball. On the left side, that's going to be Bowen with it. Directing a little traffic. Atchison's really spreading the floor. 40 seconds left in the opening quarter. Rowley has his pass kicked out of bounds. Coming back in into the Phoenix. Into the game for Bishop Miege as they'll make their first substitution of the evening. It's going to be Justice Betts. He's a 6-foot junior. makes me wonder if he's related to old Benedictine Raymond Gerald Betts. I don't know. Diggle pass over to the right side. Hatchison with a basketball. 23, 22 seconds left. Opening quarter, 21. And Hatchison's very content. I mean, they're just standing out on the top. DeMar with his heels at the center circle. Kicks to the right side to Bowen. Comes out on top to Purdy. 10 seconds. Hatchison. Here's Bowen for three. Nope. Rebound. Chase goes up. Gets it. Plus one. Jace Richards stayed with it. Puts it up and in. And the foul is going to be on Betts, who has just come into the game for Miege. Jace Richards has four, looking for five. We've got 5 seconds left in the first quarter here. One more shot. It's going to be up and in. Richards will knock that one down. And now Miege racing up the floor. 3 seconds. Two. The drive back. The square up. The three. At the buzzer. Off the mark. And the first quarter's in the book. We'll be back in Salina. One quarter done in this class 4A sub-state first round game. It's Bishop Miege 26, Atchison 15.
Hey everyone, Brian here with OxyFresh at MOCAN. Did you know we don't just specialize in residential floor cleaning, but commercial too? If you operate a facility, you know constant foot traffic, attracting oils and dirt, and regular spilling will really do a number on that flooring. We employ a revolutionary machine and a cadre of powerful, safe products that can revitalize carpets while cutting down dry times in just about an hour. Find out more by visiting our website at oxyfresh.com or call us at 877-OXYFRESH for more information.
Oh, you can hear the Ashes of Pep Band in the background. Cheer the Phoenix on here this evening after the end of the opening quarter. For Miege, 14 points for Aiden Wing. Five apiece for Dagan Jensen and Jason Rodriguez. Two so far for Mac Armstrong. For Atchison, Trey Carter hitting a couple of threes early and then really strong coming off the bench was Jace Richards with five. And the two apiece for both Jamar Hernandez and Simon Rowley. It will be Atchison basketball to begin the second quarter. And we're underway. 26-15 Miege out front. Ball down the left side, all the way to the baseline. It's going to be Jace. He'll drive in, reverse the layup, and put it up and in. Jace Richards has been a difference maker coming off the bench. He makes it 26-17, and Atchison is back to within single digits. They have trailed by as many as 16. 7:37 to go in the opening half. Stags with the basketball around to the left side, but it's going to be Jensen. He will go in. The shot is going to be blocked off the backboard by Jace. No goaltend called, and as the drive off the rebound into the middle is made by Mac Armstrong, he gets fouled. The official's asking this guy to get out of his way. Here we go. So the foul is going to be on Rafe Bowen. It will be Rafe's first. Miege will bring it into their offensive end. 26-17. The feed in the middle. A couple of head fakes later. And there's going to be a travel called in again. Jace Richards is coming to the game, and he has been absolutely outstanding. Here comes DeMar Hernandez. 7:15 left in the first half. Atchison is really pulling everybody up to the top. They've got four players above the top of the key. Only one down to the baseline is going to be Richards. On the left side, Greenlee kicks it over to Bowen. And again, they go to Richards in between three defenders. He twists, he turns, he tries to force a shot up, but he can't get it away. Rebound loose on the floor. It's going to be taken away by Miege. Right now, you can see the Atchison plan. Feed Jace. Let him overpower whoever's down there. Here's a skip over to the left side. Three-point rainbow shot up short. Rebound, Stags. They'll drive into the lane, go up, and we get a foul. Yeah. Jace Richards keeping his arms extended toward the heavens. Feeling like he had not committed that foul, but in fact, it will be on him, and it will be his second of the game, the first one, the technical. Then Atchison is going to go to the bench, and we're going to get Eric Smith into the lineup. Eric is a 6'3" sophomore, checking into the game for Coach Battle. Still a long way to go in this one, 6:45 to play. In the opening half, it is 26-17. Bishop Miege in front of this class 4A state tournament first round game. Miege with it out on top. That's going to be Mac Armstrong. Mac lays it up high to Rodriguez. He goes all the way out near midcourt. Works his way to the left side. Greenlee defending him on a player D. Comes back off on top. Cutting to the right. Picking up not a double, but a triple team as he tries to go into the middle. It's going to be Wing. Atchison realized they got to take him out of this equation. And Wing will drive into the middle, and the ball is going to be stripped out of his hands and going to get out of bounds. They will say it is Atchison basketball. So for Atchison, two things they've done. Number one, got Jace Richardson having him working down to the baseline, but now Jace is out with a little foul trouble. So we'll see how they adapt about that. Secondly, they are collapsing the defense on Aiden Wing. And again, with 14 opening quarter points, you've got to stop this guy. Here's a feed it to the back door. Purdy's got it. Twist and turn. Spin, shoot, scores, plus one. Jeter Purdy. Got to count the bucket. It'll be foul number two by Nathan Hayward for Miege. And Purdy has his first point of the evening. We got a long way yet. 6 minutes to go. The free throw is up, and it is no good. Rebounding it down, Stags. 26-19, and the Phoenix continue to draw closer. They are on a, 7-0 run right now. Here's a feed to the right side. Back out on top to Wing. Purdy right in his grill. Wing will back way up on top. Purdy will stay at the three-point line. Here's a drive to the right side. The shot is off the window and in, but they're going to say the foul. There was a foul, but I suspect maybe prior to the shot. Yes. They're going to say the shot is no good. However, as that is Atchison team foul 7, it will initiate the one and one. Coming to the line for Miege is going to be Mac Armstrong. One plus. This one is good. One more shot coming up here for Bishop Miege and Mac Armstrong. It's actually McClure Armstrong, but he prefers Mac, the 6'1" senior. Second free throw, rattles home. 28-19, Stags in front with 5.5 to go in the opening half. Walking up with it, it's going to be Simon Rowley. They'll go back door to Zermar. Hernandez layup misses. Rebounding him back down, Miege. They'll drive down the right side. It's going to be Rodriguez. Goes inside the free throw line. Oh, back door! And as he goes up for the layup, foul from behind. That was a look-away bounce pass in the lane to a cutter headed for the layup. And the Atchison defense did the only thing that they could do, you know, give up the easy layup, or Eric Smith elected to commit the foul. Free throw is good. So Dagan Jensen collects his 6th point of the game. Right now, Miege is 8 of 9 at the free throw line. Free throw shooting always an indicator of quality teams. And as I say that, the second free throw does not go in, and the rebound will be lost out of bounds. It'll be Phoenix basketball. 29-19. Bishop Miege with 5:16 to go in the first half. Back up court with it and into the forecourt. It's Simon. Rowley will kick it over to the right side to Smith. Eric feeds down Mo Greenlee. He'll stop, pull back, shot up, no good. Rebound Miege. Stags will clear it away, and Mac Armstrong up the floor. They'll swing it over to the left, come back out on top. Now cutting down the left side of the lane. The running shot is up and missing, and the rebound is going to get away. It's going to get out of bounds, and I think we've got a foul in the midst of all of that. Looking to see the foul is going to be on Mac Armstrong for Bishop Miege. It'll be his first, and that'll be now team foul 5 by Miege. 4:44 to go and running along here in the opening half. Atchison with the basketball, getting back in this game. The shot over to from the right side by Rowley, no good. And rebound cleared away. Stags up court with it. Hayward coming up with the basketball and gets it over to Rodriguez. Back on the top of the go to Hayward, who traveled with it. He did not expect that ball to come back to him that quickly in the 6'3" power forward. Not particularly adept at making that drive down the lane. Turns it over with a travel and a break for Atchison. They still trail by 10 and now 4:20 to go in the half. Hernandez drives left, lays it up and in. Zamar for two. His 4th points of the game. 29-21. Atchison continues to battle tough. Found themselves trailing by a lot early and are climbing back in this thing. 4:10 to go in the half. Back down to the left side. The feed goes underneath where the layup is going to be planted in. Dagan Jensen, the assist to Armstrong. 31-21. We go inside four to play in the half. Atchison in the home whites tonight, by the way, with the red and gold lettering and trim. Yeage in the cardinal red, bright red, with blue and white. Driving in is Rowley, and the defender reaches in, and they're going to say this foul is on Mack. And Armstrong has picked up a couple of fouls in the course of probably a minute or so. It is going to be team foul 2-4-6 by Miege. And this will be the last time Atchison puts it in play in the first half. Bringing it inbounds is going to be Eric Smith. He's looking, brings it in left side, Purdy. Skips it back out on top to Simon. Rowley goes over to the right. Hernandez to Rowley. 3.5 to go in the half. Back over to the right again. Hits a long three. Zamar. Rebound off the miss is going to be lost out of bounds. And it will be Atchison basketball at their offensive baseline. And now this ball gets away. They got nobody down there to run it down. This is maybe the first thing that I've seen not done extremely well here in Salina with the running of this tournament. And now we've got two security guys racing over to the end, which is going to be the north end of the gymnasium. And they're going to probably be stationed there for the rest of the night in case the ball gets away. Atchison coming into the baseline. Trailing by 10, 31-21. They'll bring it left. Here's Rowley. It's three. It's good! Rowley. It was long. Hit the rim. Kicked up. Bell through. 31-24. The Silva Phoenix battling hard. Here's a shot from in the lane. It's up. No good. Rebounding it down. It's going to be Smith. Here comes Atchison. 3 minutes to go in the half. Rowley will start to the left side. Kicks it over to Hernandez. DeMar drives in, Bunny hops, puts a shot up. Are we going to get a foul from behind? We are. It's going to be the first on Rodriguez for Miege. For Bishop Miege, we've got two on Armstrong, two on Hayward, one each on Rodriguez, Wings, and Betts. For Atchison, three by Trey Carter. Jace Richards, two, and no one else with more than one. The free throw for Hernandez is up and good. And Atchison is right back in this thing. It is 31-25. Second free throw. He'll get them both. 31-26. DeMar has a half dozen. And what Atchison has also done is slowed down what was tremendous scoring by Miege in the early part of the game. Here's a pull-up from 13. It's going to be off the mark. Stags don't get it to fall. The rebound, DeMar. Outlets it up the court. Simon will drive, shoot, rejected out of bounds. Rowley going up with a shot. That thing was thrown across the top of the Miege bench and into the ground by Nathan Hayward. Purdy will bring it in from the left side. 2.5 to go in the first half. Rowley back over to the right side, tries to get it to Hernandez. It'll be slapped away and knocked out of bounds across the way by Mack Armstrong. Phoenix ball. Atchison is back within five. Hard to believe they were down 16 a short time ago. Purdy thought about the three, then does it. Now Rowley wants the three, misses it. Rebound, take it away. Here comes Miege. It's a one-on-one break. The driving shot misses. Offensive rebound underneath, spinning in the center. It's up and good. Aiden Wing with his 16th point of the game. That's the first we've heard from him in the second quarter. 33-26. 2 minutes to go in the half. Miege set to come to the bench, and we're going to see Blaine Marshall, a freshman, at the first dead ball. Here's a 14-footer. Turnaround by Purdy. No good. Rebound batted around. Stags pull it down. They'll outlet it up the left side to Wing. Aiden dumps it over to the right side. Driving. The shot is up, and there's going to be an offensive foul drawn by Hernandez. DeMar did a great job getting down the floor, getting himself planted, and then crumbling over backwards. Part of the best part of drawing the charge is the drama and dramatics and theatrics of falling backwards. 1.5 minutes to go with a half. Here comes Atchison. It's 33-26. Rowley will walk it up. Goes right side, Purdy. Rowley between the circles. Left side, Hernandez. They're just working it from wing to point to wing, side to side to side. 2-3 zone being employed here by Miege. Minute 15 to play. Here's a three. Too strong. And a rebound. It's cleared away. Stags. Jeter trying to get that three to fall, but he had a little bit too much on it. Now here's a pass down to the baseline where the running shot is going to be kissed off the window and in. That's going to be Dagan Jensen, and he'll have his 10th point of the evening. 35-26. 50 seconds to go in the half. And again, Atchison putting this thing in the deep freeze a little bit. They've certainly slowed down the Miege scoring. Miege 26 in the opening quarter, but only 9 here in the second. Pass comes out topside to Zamar. Hands it over to Simon. 29, 28, 27 seconds left in the first half. Atchison with it back over to the left side. Now the feed to the baseline. The shot is up. Won't go in for Jesse. And here comes Bishop Miege. They'll have it up on top, knife into the lane, the runner off the window, no good, and we're going to get another offensive foul. Then we get the call as the officials coming over here, and it will in fact be another offensive foul by Miege, and that's going to be on Blaine Marshall. Ten seconds to go. First half. Atchison to the backcourt with 7. With 6. Still in the backcourt with 5. Still in the backcourt with 4. Still in the backcourt with 3. Now it's stolen. Miege drives. The shot at the buzzer. Rolls in. It hung on the rim. Was spinning like a gyroscope. And is there a foul along with that? Yes. Basket's good. Foul on Zamar. So both teams with zeros on the clock have gone to the respective benches, and the only guy out of the court is going to be Jason Rodriguez, who hit that bucket, and now we'll get a free throw and hit it. That takes us to halftime. We'll be back here in Salina to summarize the opening half for you. This Class 4A state tournament first round game as they go to the locker room. It's Miege, 38, Atchison, 26.
It's time for the Amberwell Health Halftime Show on your local sports authority, Care Radio 93.7. Stay tuned. Your first half recap is coming up right after this.
Spotting skin cancer only takes a quick check of the skin. Dr. Roderick Warren and his expert surgical team are offering skin cancer screenings on Friday, March 31st from 2 to 5 p.m. at Amberwell Atchison. Screening is free and open to the public. If you're concerned about a skin spot or have a family history of skin cancer, don't miss this opportunity to get it checked out. All attendees receive a free gift while supplies last. Call 913-367-6682 for more information.
Voted Best Plumber in the Best of the Best contest for years on end. Tate Plumbing and Construction, in business since 1985. Tate Plumbing offers free estimates on plumbing for remodeling and new construction projects. Their courteous and reliable licensed plumbers will take care of all your plumbing needs, saving you time and money. And because they know you can't predict plumbing emergencies, they offer 24/7 emergency service, 365 days a year, licensed and insured. Call Tate Plumbing at 913-367-1209.
Hey, welcome back to Salina, Kansas, the state of the Class 4A state tournament, where we've come to halftime in tonight's game, the Atchison Phoenix, trailing Bishop Miege right now, 38-26. A recap of the first half scoring for you. First of all, for Miege, Aiden Wang. He was outstanding with 14 in the opening quarter. They held him to only 2 in the second, but still leads all scores, 16 at halftime. Double figures also for Dagan Jensen with 10. 8 in the first half for Jason Rodriguez, and Mac Armstrong with 4. For Atchison, 5 guys getting in the scoring column. It was Jace Richards who came in off the bench to lead the way. He's got 7. Tamar Hernandez and Trey Carter with 6 apiece. 5 in the opening half for Simon Rowley and 2 for Jeter Purdy. Miege couple of players, Mac Armstrong and Nathan Hayward, with two fouls each. No one else with more than one. For Atchison, we're going to see Trent Carter probably getting back in the second half, but he got in trouble early, getting in some foul issues. He's got three. We've also got Jace Richards with two for the Phoenix. We're going to take a little bit of a break, and we'll be back. Second half, coming up live here on K-Radio. But right now, from Salina, Kansas, with the halftime score, Bishop Miege, 38 Atchison, 26. We're kicking it back to Joseph. He's got your state tournament halftime.
Midwest Interior Solutions offers hardwood floor maintenance and refinishing, natural stone and concrete finishing solutions and servicing, commercial janitorial services, basic water extraction, storage solutions, and so much more. Serving Northeast Kansas. Contact them at 913-336-7747 and visit MidwestInteriorSolutions.net to learn more. Midwest Interior Solutions, raised on values, committed to quality.
If you've got a construction job that needs to be done and done right, contact L&L Construction. Whether it's commercial, residential, remodeling, new construction, even metal buildings, no job is too large or too small. You name it, they can handle it. Locally owned and operated, L&L Construction has been turning your dreams into reality for over 15 years. For efficiency and cost effectiveness, inside or out, contact the folks in the red truck. Call 913-367-3161 or check out their website, L&L Construction. Quality is our priority.
Hey everyone, Brian here with OxyFresh of Mocan. Did you know we don't just specialize in residential floor cleaning, but commercial too? If you operate a facility, you know constant foot traffic, attracting oils and dirt, and regular spilling will really do a number on that flooring. We employ a revolutionary machine and a cadre of powerful, safe products that can revitalize carpets while cutting down drive times to just about an hour. Find out more by visiting our website at oxyfresh.com or call us at 877-OXYFRESH for more information.
Good evening, and thank you for joining us right here at Hot Country 93.7. This is Joseph Kerr with you, and we're bringing you sub-state high school basketball. We will return to the Atchison High versus Bishop Miege game in just a couple of moments. Taking a look at the Care Country sports schedule, well, we've got open slots for remaining games that could be happening. We've got games times listed and penciled in for Friday games. We don't know the exact times of and which games that we will be carrying at this point. Please stay tuned right here at Hot Country 93.7, especially during those morning, noon, and evening sports reports. I'll be back in just a moment with the scores as I have them.
When it's time for a new car, a new house, or even a line of credit for your business, turn to Exchange Bank. Exchange Bank, they're your friend and your banking partner. Equal housing lender, member FDIC.
Exchange Bank and Trust. Community-minded, that's my bank.
TexRx Pharmacy and Home Care is your locally owned and operated pharmacy. Free delivery, medication management, CPAPs, and immunizations are among the many services they offer. Stop by and see them today at 807 Main Street in Atchison. TexRx Pharmacy and Home Care. We take care of you. Crittenden Home Care provides services to keep home an option for everyone. Highly skilled and trained caregivers provide in-home care and home health care while treating your family like their own. For more information, go to CrittendenHomeCare.com or call them at 913-303-2400 for a free in-home assessment. Crittenden Home Care, caring for you when it matters, where it matters.
Is your auto or homeowner's coverage leaving you with gaps? Are you getting the best rate? Let's double check. It doesn't hurt to request a free quote with me, Farm Bureau Financial Services Agent Angie Hughes. And for a limited time, when you receive a quote, you'll also get a special thank you. Contact me, Angie Hughes, in Lancaster.
Looking at a couple of finals, we have the Horton boys falling to Hayes Thomas More Prep with a final score of Hayes Thomas More Prep 52, Horton boys 27. In other games, we have the Donovan West Mustang girls with a 60-40 win over Central Plains. They will play Norwich in the semifinals Friday at 2 p.m. And Hanover will play St. John's Tipton Friday at 2 p.m. as well. The Hanover girls beat Sharon Springs Wallace, Colorado, with a final score of Hanover girls 63, Sharon Springs Wallace, Colorado 32. At the first quarter, it was the Frankfurt girls trailing South Gray 13-10, and in the Silver Lake Santa Fe Trail game, it's Silver Lake 41, Santa Fe Trail 21 at the half. In this game, we're looking at Bishop Miege leading Atchison High Phoenix boys 38-26. I'll be back in just a moment with a good look at that weather eye forecast.
Colonial Realty is home to the local real estate experts you are looking for. Put the power of the Colonial Realty team to work for you.
Colonial Realty, our results team makes the difference.
When it's time for a new car, a new house, or even a line of credit for your business, turn to Exchange Bank. Exchange Bank, they're your friend and your banking partner. Equal housing lender, member FDIC.
Exchange Bank and Trust. Community-minded, that's my bank.
How much do you really know about home and auto insurance? Probably not enough. That's why it's important to have an insurance agent you know and trust. Someone who has the backing of a trusted company. Chris Taylor with State Farm and Atchison is that person. Call 367-4015 for a free insurance review. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
TexRx Pharmacy and Home Care is your locally owned and operated pharmacy. Free delivery, medication management, CPAPs, and immunizations are among the many services they offer. Stop by and see them today at 807 Main Street in Atchison. TexRx Pharmacy and Home Care. We take care of you.
Here is your Hot Country 93.7 forecast. Cloudy tonight with a low of 37. East winds 8 to 15 miles an hour. Cloudy skies again tomorrow. Scattered rain showers likely. High temperatures reach up to 44. Lows dip down to about 31. Tomorrow night, cloudy skies. Temperatures below average Friday and Saturday with highs in the mid-40s. Chance for scattered rain showers Saturday. From the Weatherology Weather Center, I'm meteorologist Megan Mulford.
And this is Joseph Kerr with Hot Country 93.7. Currently, we're reading 41.2 degrees Fahrenheit up on the Boys and Girls campus. In North Atchison, the winds are out of the east-northeast at 3 miles per hour. The relative humidity is sitting at 95%. The barometric pressure, 29.22 inches of mercury. The dew point is sitting at 40 degrees Fahrenheit, and the feels-like temperature out there is 37 degrees. We'll be returning to Tom Couts courtside in just a moment.
Crittenden Home Care provides services to keep home an option for everyone. Highly skilled and trained caregivers provide in-home care and home health care while treating your family like their own. For more information, go to CrittendenHomeCare.com or call them at 913-303-2400 for a free in-home assessment. Crittenden Home Care, caring for you when it matters, where it matters.
Thanks for listening to the Amberwell Health Halftime Show on your local sports authority, Care Radio 93.7. We now return to the gym for second half coverage of your feature game.
Hey, Mike. Welcome back again to Salina, Kansas, the Tony's Event Center here in downtown Salina, where Class 4A state tournament basketball being held tonight. This is game four of the first day. And the winners, by the way, in case you're curious, winners in games one, two, and three, Hugoton, Eudora in overtime, and McPherson. Winner this one will play McPherson on Friday. That said, we're back at it. The spinning move, the one-handed layup is going to be up and good for the left hand of Miege out the hand of Aiden Wing, who gets his 18th point of the game. Miege stretches its lead to 40-26. Atchison, Zamar for two. Hernandez has eight. It is 40-28. We're about a half a minute in. Not quite half a minute into the second half. Driving into the lane, the shot is going to be deflected, picked up by Jeter. Outlet, here comes Greenlee, trying to get a handle on it. Shot's going to be rejected off the backboard and up the floor with it. Here comes Miege. They're going to drive to the top, launch the three, bingo. Aiden Wing has 5 points in the first 40 seconds of the second half. It's 43-28. Back to a 15-point lead goes to Beige. They've led by as many as 16. We're a minute gone in the third quarter. Greenlee will have the basketball. Comes out on top. Purdy over to the left side. Hernandez. Atchison with its original starting five in the game. Here's a running shot by Zamar. We're going to get a foul called. So for Atchison, Zamar Hernandez, Ray Bowen, Jeter Purdy, Trey Carter, and Jesse Greenlee are the players. That foul is going to be the first of the ball game by Bishop Miege's Dagan Jensen. And Atchison will bring it in down at their offensive baseline. They trailed by 15 with 6:47 to go in the third. Over to the left side, Trey Carter down to the baseline. Here's a shot. It's up a good count. That one from deep in the left side for Jeter Purdy, and he's got by. 43-31. Miege up top side, and Zamar crashes in to Aiden Wing, who comes up kind of holding his head. He got kind of a headbutt out of that. I don't know if he's got a cut or anything. The officials are giving him a looking at. He continues to put a hand up above his left eye where, as Zamar went in, they had that cranium contact. Here's a little back door, and the layup is going to be good. Miege's run that a bunch of times. Rodriguez has 10, and it's 45-31. 6:20 to go. Atchison on the other end. Shot is up, no good. Rebound tipped out, and Miege will come up with it. The outlet down the floor, on the court once, twice, and the layup is going to be up and in. Aiden Wing with two more. And now Miege will steal the inbound, lays it up and in. Two more. That's Rodriguez. I can't even get my scorebook caught up. We're going to get an Atchison timeout. I'll get my accounting work all done here. We're taking a break, Joseph. 6:06 to go in the third quarter. Stags, 49, Atchison, 31.
Even if it's been years since you graduated, your college team is your team for life. Well, you can have a Farm Bureau agent for life, and auto, and home and business insurance. Imagine that. One insurance agent for everything. It's that simple. So, get a Farm Bureau agent for life. Call me, Angie Hughes, at 913-874-2060.
Welcome back again to the 4A State Tournament first round. 6:06 to go in the third quarter here in Salina, Kansas. It is a 49-31 lead for the Bishop Miege Stags over the Atchison Phoenix. Joseph is our producer and engineer in the Care Sports Studio. He's the guy who put together for you that fantastic halftime. Joseph, thank you as always. Tom Couch with you here courtside. And Atchison coming out of the timeout will bring it down the floor. Right side with it is going to be Trey Carter. He dribbles to the baseline, then backs it away. Long cross court over to the left side where Zamar will go three and hit it. Nicely done, Zamar Hernandez. It'll be his first three-point shot of the day. It's the 11th point of the evening. And it's now 49-34. Miege with the ball. They'll take it down to the left side of the lane. Put the shot up off the window and score it. Stepping inside, and now we're going to get a warning. And here's what happened. After Rodriguez hits that shot, he turned around and had something to say. And now he's looking like he didn't say anything, but it would have appeared that as he made that shot, it looked to me like he turned around and had something to say. The official thought he turned around and had something to say, and there's going to be the technical. So with 5 minutes and 34 seconds to go in the third quarter, Atchison had a T in the opening half. We're going to get a technical foul here on Jason Rodriguez. It'll be his second foul of the evening. And Trey Carter at the free throw line is unable to connect on the front. One more shot coming up for Trey Carter. In limited time tonight, Trey is 2 of 4 shooting the basketball, 2 out of 3 from three-point range, and has not had a free throw until those two. He hits the second, making it 51 now. 51-35. And it'll be Atchison basketball. 5.5 minutes to go in the third. Trey Carter with the ball way up top side. Little left-hand dribble. Now he swings it over to the right. Just beyond the center circle. Goes right side. Zamar. Atchison with its original starting five out of the court right now. Here's a feed over to Carter in front of the Atchison bench. He will launch a three from there, and it's going to be off the mark and a rebound with good interior position is going to be cleared away by Dagan Jensen, and here comes Miege. Now, driving into the lane, we get a tripped player who rolls to the floor, and is he okay? An Atchison player got a leg out in front, and we're going to get the foul called here. Damar is going to be called for the foul. And coming to his feet and now limping from the floor is going to be Jason Rodriguez. Coach Zeke's going to walk down and talk to him and ask him how he is. I think a member of the training staff is now coming up to check with him. Miege is going to bring Blaine Marshall back into the game. Blaine just had a little bit of time in the first half. Minute 43 is all he's played in the game tonight, but he's going to be out there now. 5 minutes to go in the third quarter. Stags with the basketball, leading at 51-35. Up top side is Aiden Wing. Little one-hand push pass over to the left to Marshall. He will drive into the lane. Buddy Hop drives in and misses an uncontested layup, and there's why he did not start in the game. You got to have sure-handed guys getting those good shots. He did a great job getting to the shot, didn't finish it. Three-point shot, Jeter, short. And rebound, cleared away by Miege and Mac Armstrong. Mac will kick it over to the right side to Wing. Feeds underneath to Mac, and he goes up, gets fouled by Jesse. That's going to be the first foul of the ball game for Jesse Greenlee. Coming at 4.5 to go in the third quarter. Coach Zeke is out there. He's talking to Blaine Marshall. Saying, it's all right, young man. It's okay. You're going to be fine. You got to understand that Marshall is the only freshman on this team. Here's a free throw up and in. So the free throw by Armstrong results in his fifth point of the game. The Phoenix are going to take Rafe Bowen out of the lineup and rotate back in Simon Rowley. Simon had 5 in the first half. Second free throw is up, no good. And board comes down to Jeter. Purdy will get into the forecourt, takes it down the left side, comes out on top to Carter. 4:20 to go. We're approaching the midpoint of the third quarter. 52-35. Miege in front. Atchison going left to right across your dial in the second half in the home white. Miege in the visiting bright red uniforms. I mean, not bright red, but I mean, like Nebraska, not Cornhusker red. Here's a feed down to the baseline left. Rowley can't get a shot away. Comes back out on top to Carter, to Purdy. And Atchison is showing incredible patience. Purdy back to Rowley. Here's one from 2 steps above the top of the key that misses. And a rebound is going to be swept down by Miege. Atchison has also brought Jace Richards back into the game. Here's a driving shot from underneath. The shot is up. No, but the foul is going to be up and home. Nathan Hayward, and that is his first point of the game, making it 54-35. And we've got 3:27 to go in the third quarter. Again, Atchison moving the ball back out, working the perimeter as they are down some 19 points now. The feed will come in. Jeter twisting, turning, back out on top. Rowley will go a 3. That one won't go in. And the rebound tipped out, pulled down Miege. Skip pass over to the right side, driving, shooting, and it rolls in. 2 more for Aiden Wing. That's 25 for Wing. 56-35. Miege by 21, and as Atchison comes down the floor, we will have a foul called on Jace. It'll be Richards' 3rd foul of the night. And here comes Bishop Miege, the Stags, 2-time defending state champion. They won it last year, they won it the year before, and they won 5 of the last 7 Class 4A state titles. The ball is going to be knocked away for a moment. Now it's on the floor, fought for, and Jesse goes down as his teammate. Oh, now somebody gets kicked. And we got players all over the floor. A little frustration being vented here. Let's see. The officials are doing a great job. They're like, hold my hand, say, okay, guys, let's get a breath here. Let's sort this business out. And Jesse got tripped up on that. I mean, he was kind of in the wrong place. He was standing there, and the ball kind of rolled up by his feet, and a player from each side jumped up to grab the ball, and they both had a wrap on his leg, and now we're going to have a technical. So apparently the official felt that someone was a little upset, and Jesse's going to collect that technical. The first free throw is up, and it is good by Aiden Wing. One more free throw for Wing. Yes. So now it is 58-35. With 2 minutes and 39 seconds to play in the third quarter. Going to take a little bit of a look out of the court here. Let's see who Atchison's got on the floor. We've got Jace Richards and Jeter Purdy. We got Simon Rowley out there, Zamar Hernandez, and Trey Carter. Trey's done a good job after having collected 3 early fouls in the game. Has been out here for the second half and has not picked up another one. Here's a 3-pointer for Miege. It's going to be off the mark, wide to the left side. Rebounding it down is going to be Purdy. And the ball is going to be knocked away in the backcourt. Purdy's going to save it. Nice job by Jeter. Now it's going to be knocked away from him. Picked back up again by Miege. They'll bring it down. Lost handle. The ball's going to go out of bounds. It's going to come back to Atchison. Getting a little wild on the trips down the floor with 2 minutes and 16 seconds to go in the third quarter. Coach Zeke is upset with his team, who did not just reach down and grab and secure the basketball. They kept trying to scoop it up and transition it. Now here's the feed underneath to Jason. It's going to be hard to stop that guy. Jason's doing a great job of coming to the rim. Didn't get it to go in because he'd been fouled. And at the line for Atchison will be the sophomore, Jace Richards. Going to take his time and eye this thing up a little bit. It's good. Jace has his 8th point this evening. He is 2 of 2 at the free throw line. One more shot coming up for Jace. That, by the way, is the third foul of the game by Nathan Hayward for Miege. Richard's second shot. Got them both. Nice looking shots. 58-37. Matches them back to within 21 with 2 minutes to play in the third quarter. And way up near center circle, we're going to have an Atchison foul, and this is going to be foul number 4 by Trey. And he will again very quickly exit the game and right back into the lineup for Atchison. We're going to find Jesse Greenlee. So you've got Greenlee and Richards out there, Hernandez, Rowley, and Smith. Here's a long 3. Perfect. 3-point shot by Miege and Dagan Jensen's 13th of the game. 61-37. We've got a minute 40 to go in the third quarter. Atchison comes top side, over to the left to Jace, backs in, little power move to the baseline, hook shot, yes! And this is what happened for Atchison earlier in the game. When the Bellas was trailing by a lot, they got in the Jace in the game, and he was a difference maker in the lane. Here's a kick to the baseline right, where the 2-point shot is up and missing, and Richards is going to come down with a rebound, bringing it up the floor himself. Look at Jace go coast to coast, drive, and put it up and in! Plus one! Jace Richards said, look out, I'm bringing this thing down the court. And he bobbed, weaved, and drove that thing the length of the floor, put it up and in, and drew the foul. It will be a foul on Miege. I think it's a 3rd on Blaine Marshall. And Jace Richards, back at the line. He's been perfect at the free throw line tonight, continues to be. Jace has been a real, real bright spot for Atchison this evening. It's 61-42 with a minute 10 to go in the third quarter. The feed to the left side. Here's a 3, shot and hit. And another 3-point shot for Dagan Jensen. 64-42. In the last minute of the third, Atchison will feed to the free throw line. Jace will turn from 15, and he will get 2 more. Jace Richards! 64-44. Stags coming up the floor over to the right side. It's going to be Mac Armstrong. Brings it out between the circles. Another collision. Jesse stepping on and stepping over, and now he's falling down. And the official comes up, make sure everybody's okay. No whistle. Yeage with the ball up top side. 25 seconds to go in the third quarter. Skip pass over to the right side to Betts. Betts will dump it over to the left edge to Jensen. Jensen dribbles it off on top. Rowley tries to reach around him. Lucky didn't commit the foul. Now driving into the lane, going into traffic, and we got contact and a Phoenix foul. as the official comes over to let us know, the foul is going to be the, I believe, fourth on Chase Richards. It is. With 16 points in the game, Chase Richards now has his fourth personal foul, and he's coming out. Back in will come Jeter Purdy. 13 seconds to go in the third quarter. Pinnacle line is Blaine Marshall. His first free throw is good. And I think first free throw, I should probably elucidate that is team foul seven, so it'll be the one and one here for the Stags. 13 seconds to go in the third. BYU's up by 21, now 22. Miss Marshall will hit them both. 66-44. And Atchison will get a final look at the rim. Here's Zamar, drives baseline, dumps it underneath. Oh, beautiful pass, Hernandez, into the hands of Eric Smith, who scores it. And the whistle blows before we actually get a shot away. We are through three quarters. We'll be back here in Salina. Fourth quarter of this Class 4A State Tournament first round game coming up. The score, Bishop Miege 66, the Atchison Phoenix 46.
This is KAIR-FM, Horton Atchison, powered by MSC Radio and found online at mscnews.net.
Hi, this is Dan Rapplinger from Exchange Bank. You know, banking is so much better when you have friends that you know and trust, the kind you find at Exchange Bank. When it's time for a new car, a new house, or even a line of credit for your business, turn to us. We'll be there with you every step of the way. Exchange Bank, we're your friend and your banking partner. Equal housing lender, member FDIC.
Exchange Bank and Trust, community-minded, that's my bank.
Well, if you're a Phoenix fan, you're looking at the good news here. You're saying, wow, we have a 20-point third quarter. Okay, in a high school basketball game, I'm just going to tell you, 20 is a lot. I mean, 20 is a lot of points. That puts you on like an 80-point pace, right? So, Hatchin able to score 20. Miege scored 28 in that third quarter. It increased their lead back to 20 right now. Here's a baseline jumper for Atchison as the ball comes in play, and it's going to be lost by Rowley. And a rebound coming up for Miege. It's a little jailbreak in the layup, and it's a foul from behind it. Going up for the layup, back Armstrong, and there was just no way that Eric Smith was going to stand for that throwdown on the other end. Eric will have his second foul tonight. 7:46 to go in the ballgame. And coming to the line for Miege is back. Free throw, got it. Here's the deal. Miege has been, I mean, really, really good at the free throw line. I haven't even looked at the numbers, but I can tell you it's really good. Let's just give it a peek here at the free throw line. They are, what, 14 of 17 at the free throw line. Atchison is 7 of 9. Both teams shooting really, really well at the line. It's 68-46, and both free throws are good. Here's a feed underneath, and the layup won't quite fall for Jesse. And rebounding it back down, Miege. Outlet pass anticipated well, stolen by Jeter. He'll weave to the left, cut to the right, feeds underneath. Zamar for two. Purdy with the steal and the assist. Hernandez has 13. And it's 68-48 with 7:11 to go. The drive into the lane, the ball loose, picked back up, shot up and in. Count it and one. And another three-point opportunity for Miege. And this time it'll be Mac Armstrong coming to the line. For Atchison, it is the third foul this evening by Jesse. And at the line, Armstrong. 5 of 6 tonight. 6 down 7. So he'll complete the three-point play and will advance the score to 71-48. 7 minutes left. The feed to the left side. The ball's going to be loose on the floor. Picked up. Greenlee shoots. Can't get it to go, but he's going to be fouled and come to the free throw line. Jesse Greenlee. The foul for Miege is going to be on Blaine Marshall. And Blaine Fain has not played a ton tonight. He's coming off the bench, kind of the last guy in. 646 is what he's played tonight. He's got four fouls. Here's a free throw. Up and in. One more shot coming up. Jesse. That one is going to be a little bit short, so he will get one, getting his first point of the game, making it 71-49 at 6:50 to play. The feed comes into the middle. Miesch with the basketball. You think they back away. Oh, a great steal by Rowley. Now bring it up the floor. Kick it over to Jeter. In, up, good. Jeter, Purdy for two. Jeter collects his seventh point of the game, and we're going to get a Phoenix timeout. Taking a break, Joseph at 6:40 to go in the ballgame. It is Miesch 71, Atchison 51.
Whether it's normal automotive maintenance like oil changes and wiper replacement, or more serious repairs like starters and alternators, Atchison Auto Parts is your local stop for everything you need to keep your vehicle running at peak performance. Locally owned and operated, you'll recognize the car guys behind the counter, and they'll get you the right part. They carry a line of diesel engine parts, including turbos, injection pumps, and injectors for Duramax, Cummins, and Powerstroke engines. Atchison Auto Parts, your independent Napa dealer, 424 Woodlawn Avenue in Atchison.
Minutes and 40 seconds of play. 71-51 Miesch. The Stags have led most of the night. Not all of the night, but most of the night. And now they're going to break into the forecourt. The outlet pass, the driving layup is going to be up and good. And two more for Mac Armstrong. 73-51. 6:27 to go. Here's Jamar. Dumps it over to the left side. The runner off the window and good. And a foul. And this is what Atchison likes to do. They love the transition, getting up and down the court. Miesch has done a very good job of interrupting that tonight, not allowing that transition, not allowing Atchison to start flying around. So the bucket and a plus one. And the score is off feet. So the Atchison fans are a little upset because they put the two on the wrong side. It's 75-53. And this free throw is up and good. 75-54. And they're going to wait a minute to get this fixed, I suspect. 6 minutes and 21 seconds to go. Now Coach Battle's up there. And the official from on the floor says, okay, Coach, sit down. We'll get this figured out. All right, they've got the 54, right? And now they got the 75. Oh, 73. Is that right? 73-54? .619 to go. And here comes Miesch. And here's Jesse reaching into the backcourt. These are the things you do. Sometimes you just got to take some gambles. You know, late in the game, you're trailing by a considerable margin. You got to hope to make something happen. And Jesse reaches in there and picks up his fourth foul of the evening. At the free throw line on the other end, Stags putting it up and in is going to be Blaine Marshall. Now, Blaine's got 3 points tonight. All three at the free throw line. This one is good. He's 4-4 at the line. Now it is 75-54. 6:10 to go. Here's Amar Hernandez, bringing it to the top of the key, pivoting with the left foot, twisting, turning, bouncing it inside. It's going to get away, get out of bounds, and the officials will confer and say, off Atchison, and it's going to be Miesch basketball. Final game of the night here at the Event Center in Salina. First three games have, I think, gone pretty much according to Hoyle. Here's a long cross-court pass that into the first row behind the Miesch bench. A little bit too much loft on that one. Game one saw number one seed Hugoton move to 21-2, defeating Clay Center. It was Eudora going at a number four spot, defeating number five Baldwin. They're now 19-4 with an OTW. Here's Atchison up and in. Jesse So Greenlee has his third point. On the other end, the shot is up, missing, and a rebound on the floor. Picked up inside. The shot goes up. No, and we have a travel. Do we have a foul? The official strolls over this way. We're going to get a foul, and it is going to be on Trey. I suspect that is five, according to my accounting. It is. So Trey is going to foul out of the game with 5:23 to play and end the season with 7 points in his final game this year. And coming to the line for Bishop Miege, Mac Armstrong. Shot is good. Mac is 7 of 8 at the free throw line. 13 points, 14 points, gets them both. 77 to 56. 5:21 left. Simon Rowley gets it over to Rafe, and Bowen's cross court pass is going to get away. And now, wait, are they going to say it is Miege ball? They will. And Atchison's going to apply a little pressure on the inbound play with 5:14 to go. Stags into the forecourt. Quickly with it down the left side. It's going to be Aiden Wing. He's big, big part of this W today. Pass comes out on top. A three-point shot. Missing. And a rebound. Cleared away by Jace Richards. Back in the game for Atchison. 5 minutes to go. Rowley to the baseline. The shot for Jesse. Nope. And Greenlee gets fouled. Goes hard to the floor, but bounces right back to his feet. Yeah, tough, tough guy. Foul is going to be on Dagan Jensen. And back in the free throw line comes Jesse Greenlee. A couple of free throws coming up for the senior. First one is going to be a little bit short. I was recapping the other scores coming on this afternoon and then to the evening for this 4A state tournament bracket. And in a game prior to this, McPherson picks up its 20th win in a 71-49 win over Wellington. So on Friday at 2 o'clock, it'll be Hugoton Eudora. Second free throw is also a little bit short. Rebounding Miege. And then at 6 o'clock on Friday, it'll be McPherson and the winner of this game. 4:44 left. Miege drives down. Little hook shot. It's going to be up and in. Mac Armstrong, two more. 79-56. 4.5 to go. Driving in is going to be Simon Rowley. His shot is short. Rebound Tamar. His shot is blocked. Rebound pulled down by Miege. Behind the back pass. The flip to the other end of the court. And the layup is good. Clay Marshall gets two. It is now 81-56. 4:13 to go. Hernandez to Rafe. Bowen goes. Gets three. Timeout, Atchison. We're taking a break with Coach Battle. Joseph, we've got 4:05 to go in the game tonight. It is Miege 81, Phoenix 58.
Blair Milling and Atchison has all your poultry needs. Begin with a medicated chick starter crumble to give your young chicks nutrition to grow and stay healthy. Continue with a Blair's non-medicated chick grower crumble to keep them growing and developing into laying hens. When they start laying, go to the all-mash egg to keep your layers producing eggs and staying healthy for a long time. To answer any of your poultry needs, contact a Blair representative at 913-367-2310.
Coming out of the Atchison timeout with 4:05 to go in the contest, 81-58 Miege out front. And for the Phoenix, Jeter Purdy and Jace Richards, Rafe Bowen, Tamar Hernandez, and Simon Rowley are the Phoenix Five. A little full court pressure applied by Atchison. It's going to be broken into the forecourt, quickly taking the ball down the right side. It's going to be Aiden Wing. He will go into the lane, put up a runner. It's no good. And a nice rebound called down by Purdy. Jeter coming up with the basketball, dishes it over to the left side to Rafe. Bowen will drive it down the left side, gets it underneath Tamar. Shot is up, in and out, no good. And the rebound off the floor. Cleared away by Bishop Miege and Nathan Hayward. Up court pass down the left. Bounced down to the baseline, and it's going to be lost out of play. Coach Zeke's like, that's not what I wanted you to do, guys. 3:38 to go. It will be Miege basketball coming to play right in front of the Stags bench. And they'll skip it in out on top. Taking it there is going to be Blaine Marshall. Little double team on the far sideline. The shot is going to go up as he drives in, and Mac Armstrong gets knocked to the floor, bounces to his feet, coming to the line for a pair of free throws. 3.5 minutes to play. 81-58, Miege in front. Couple of free throws. We are over the double bonus limit, and the first one kind of rolls around a little bit, but then it falls through for Mac Armstrong. Mac having a big game. One more shot coming up. The look, the shot, in and out, no good. Rebound. Jeter clears it away. Here comes Purdy. Up the floor. Stops at the top. Square. Shoots. Three. Short. Rebound. Stag. Taken away by Zamar. Puts it up. Missed it. Rebound. Stag. Now they'll get it away and up the floor. But they're going to come. The lob over to the left side. On the court once. Boxing it out. The shot is up. They're going to go travel down here. The Miege will not finish that. Stags are going to go to the bench. And again, talking to Coach before the game, he's very candid. We're a six-deep team. But with 3:12 to go in this one, they are going to go a little further into the bench. Atchison is also going to go into the bench a little bit, and we're going to get Brendan Martin in. So Atchison will bring in Brendan Martin. Brendan, a 6'1" senior for the Phoenix. 3 minutes to play. Bowen goes for three. Yeah, right from outside. He has 5 points. All of them have come in the fourth quarter, making it 82-61. And we're at 2:50 to play. Skip pass underneath. The feed to the left side. As he goes up with the shot, just coming into the game, and all of his teammates are hoping to get Naeem Coppage, a 6'1 junior, a shot. He goes up, gets fouled, and he will come to the free throw line, I suspect. Now we've got everybody leaving the floor again. Let's see what this is going to be all about. 2:49 to go in the ballgame. Fish is going to walk over. There's a foul. And a technical. Okay. See if we've got that. Fallon's going to be on Brendan. And a technical on Brendan. And so we're going to have free throws coming here. The first one. No. Again, just coming into the ballgame for the first time tonight, Naeem Coppage. Second free throw is good. Now he's got two more. First one is good. And he'll have one more, and then it will be the ball. Yes. So he gets 3 of the 4. And we will see Miege putting the ball in play at midcourt. 2:49 to go. And I think it should be maybe 85, 61. I don't know. I thought that was 3 free throws. They got 84, but back up top side with it. Ball's going to be stolen. And thought maybe Jesse was going to get the fast break to the other end of the floor, but he will not. 2:38 to go. We're going to get the Miege bench in the game. So bear with me as we work the programs a little bit. Christopher Anderson, a 6'2" junior, is in there. We have got Carmel Bailey, a 6'3" senior, in the game. We mentioned Justice Betts is in there. Here's a running shot from the right side. It's going to be up and in. So that bucket by Christopher Anderson. Here comes Atchison, 87-61. 3-point shot. Bowen, wide to the right side. Rebounding it down. Backing away. The 3 for Atchison. Nope. tipped up, pulled down by Jace, follows it up, gets fouled. 2:09 to go. And the foul is going to be on Miege, number 44. That is Carmel Bailey. And the young man just coming into the game for the first time a moment ago. The free throw hits the back of the rim and kicks away for Jace Richards. Jace, what a game tonight, huh? 16 points so far. He has been absolutely outstanding. And only a sophomore, the 6 foot 5 inch young man. Second free throw is up and good. He's got 17. It's 87-62. 2 minutes to play now. Miege will take it around to the left side. It's a little moment of indecision. Okay, you got Anderson thinking, oh, I could drive in, but the coach probably doesn't want me to do that. He probably wants me to bring the ball back out on top. And in midst of all of that, he travels with the basketball. And here come the Phoenix. We're down to a minute 50 left. Atchison skips it over to the left side, and it's going to get away from Jesse. Out of bounds, and back up with it will come Miege. With a minute 40 to go in the game, leading him by some 25. The pass is stolen by Bowen. Here comes Greenlee. Left side, shot, blocked. Greenlee went up for the dunk. It was rejected. Getting in front of him, big guy. Feet over to the right side, into the lane. Now this is blocked on the other end, and we've got bodies strewn all about here. With a minute and a half to go. '87-62. So Friday, McPherson and Miege and Atchison will end up with a 19-4 season, a championship in the conference. That's a pretty outstanding year. Here's a baseline jump shot in and out. Nope. And did we get a foul? We do. Foul is going to be on Miege and Justice Betts. And with a minute 20 to go, Betts will have his second foul. And once again, coming to the line is Anderson with Eric Smith. Eric has 5 points tonight, 1 of 1 at the free throw line so far this evening. Looks it over, sends it up, and rolls around and in. So, Eric will notch his 6th point tonight with a minute 20 to go. Another look, second shot, same way, rolls around and falls through. And it is 87-64. And is he getting another free throw here? Like, apparently so. I didn't know that was a 3. And he will get all of them. So give him 3. It is 87-65. And we're at a minute 10. Baseline jump shot up, no good. Rebounding it down, Jace Richards. Jace is going to bring it up the floor himself again. He wants to take it to the rim and loses the handle on it. He's coming up the floor. And as he's dribbling, he tried to rotate the ball back up and get his hand underneath it to throw it down. And it just kind of shot away and goes out of bounds. Miege up court with it. Atchison's got a couple of young guys that are going to try to get into the game here quickly. Here's a shot. It's up, and there's going to be an Atchison foul. And free throw's coming up for the Stags. The foul is going to be on Kelly. So, free throw, in, out, and no good. End of the game now for Atchison. We're going to have to check it in. Aiden Rebant is going to come into the game. 5'7" sophomore. And as the second free throw is up and good. Also into the game for Atchison is going to be Yogi. Yogi Purdy, the 6'3" freshman. Down the floor, running shot, up, no good. Rebound tipped out. Miege. And they're going to travel with the ball in the backcourt. 42 seconds left. It'll be Atchison ball at their offensive baseline. Looking in with it. is going to be Kelly. He'll bring it over to the left side. The three rolls out. It's good. The crowd is delighted as Aiden Reben puts it in. It's now 91-68. Half a minute to go. The ball batted away down to the baseline. Miege is going to recover. The feed into the middle. Knock free. Yogi picks it up. Gets it over to the left side. Driving. Shooting. The stuff is blocked. We're going to get another foul. 18 seconds to go. A foul is going to be on Bishop Miege, and Justice Betts collects his third. Atchison back in the free throw line with Eric Smith. He's 4-4 at the line, man. He has been really, really good at the line. That one is up and crawls in. One more shot coming up for Eric. He's got 9 points tonight. 7 of them will come in the fourth quarter. Second free throw. Gets it. Perfect at the free throw line. 91-70. Pressure up the floor. It's going to come. The cut into the middle. Miege will take it down the left side. Dump it over to the edge where the three is shot and missed. That's going to rebound it down. 6 seconds. Yogi's bringing it up. Plenty of time. Yogi comes down the right side. Dishes it to the edge. Left-handed three. Too strong. And that's it. Final score tonight in Salina. Bishop Miege, 88. Atchison, 70. And we'll be back to summarize it for you right after this.
Thanks for listening to Local High School Basketball on CARE Radio 93.7. Stick around for the Giant Communications postgame show. Giant Communications, the fastest, most reliable network in Northeast Kansas. Find out how you can switch at giantcomm.net. The Giant Communications postgame show, featuring a game recap and your Bank of Atchison player to bank on. Right after this word from the Bank of Atchison.
At Union State Bank of Atchison, they are rooted in tradition but always looking forward. That means that while they're always focused on delivering the latest advancements to their customers, they're grateful for the local customers that have been the foundation of their business. Each of their 8 branches has its own community history, while enjoying the advances they can make as one community bank. At Union State Bank of Atchison, they celebrate the legacy of the past and the opportunities of the future. NMLS number 654946, Equal Housing Lender, member FDIC.
Subway makes it their priority to serve you the delicious meals you love in the easiest, safest ways possible. Order in-store, online, or through the Subway app for carryout service. And with so many sandwich and salad options, everyone in the family will be happy. Check out their fresh melts, signature wraps, no bready bowls, and amazing salads. At Subway, under the 5th Street Viaduct in Atchison.
Is your vehicle pulling to the left or right? Does your steering wheel shake or feel off-center? It may be time to align your tires. Check in with the tire professionals at Lights Out at Town & Country in Atchison. It's recommended to align your tires once a year with regular maintenance to prevent uneven or rapid tire wear. For a tire alignment, repairs, or even replacement, contact the tire experts at Lights Out at Town & Country, 367-2699 or 201 Commercial Street in Atchison.
Hey, back with you here in Salina, Kansas at the Honeys Event Center. Let's recap this ballgame. First of all, for Miege, wow. How about Aiden Wing? 14 in the opening quarter, 27 points tonight. He didn't even really have to play in the fourth quarter, scored all 27 in three quarters. 17 tonight for Mac Armstrong, 16, Dagan Jensen, 14, Jason Rodriguez. Is Miege a very offensive-minded kind of a team? They came off the bench with Blaine Marshall getting a half dozen. You had Nahum Coppage with 3. And rounding it out for Miege, it was Christopher Anderson with 3. For the Phoenix, double-figure scoring for 3 guys led by Jace Richards. He came in off the bench, gave his team such a boost when they needed it. He was a impressive figure in the middle. 17 points for Jace this evening. 13 tonight for Tamar Hernandez. It was what, 10 this evening for Eric Smith off the bench. So Atchison had tremendous support from this bench tonight. 7 this evening for Jeter Purdy. It was a 5-point outing for both Simon Rowley and Rafe Bowen. Trey Carter had 7, fouling out with a little over 5 minutes to play in the game. 3 tonight for both Jesse Greenlee and Aiden Rebant. So Atchison will conclude its season. A great year. Conference championship, sub-state title, 19-4 on the year. Bishop Miege will move on to the semifinals. They advance to 17-6. Hey, we want to thank you for having joined us tonight for the last weeks, months, back to when basketball began in November for Benedictine, when football began in August for Benedictine, and we wrap up our play-by-play broadcast schedule. It seemed like we just got started, Joseph. I mean, you've only been down to the station, what, every night for the past 7 months? But other than that, hardly any. I want to thank all of our listeners for having been with us. I want to thank Joseph for all the work he's done in the studio. That'll do it. Again, the final score here tonight. It was Miege, 88. Atchison, 70. Until we greet you next time. For our man, Joseph, in the studio, Tom Couts here in Salina. So long, everybody.
Thanks for listening to local high school basketball on CARE Radio 93.7 and to the Giant Communications postgame show. Giant Communications, the fastest, most reliable network in Northeast Kansas. Find out how you can switch at giantcomm.net. Special thanks to our title sponsor, Peru State College. Find them online at peru.edu. Peru State, Nebraska's first college. Transformative education designed for you. This has been an MSC Sports production.